You're listening to Binging the Devil's Fruit, a One Piece manga read-through podcast where the best fruits are the ones you savor and are best enjoyed taking your time consuming. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Binging the Devil's Fruit. We are back on episode 65 of the podcast. I'm your host, Sean Mugiwara Jam, joined as always by my hopefully recovered from the emotional trauma co-host, Jab Peanut.
And here I thought I recover from the death of Nami's adopted mother.
Turns out you have feels for people who died over 400 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, because what sucks the most about that, because when we last left off, we got the whole story behind Mont Blanc, Nolan, and Kagura. Not only does it suck that those two never ever got to meet again after they had a fight over a misunderstanding, but Nolan was executed and the king crafted a fairy tale marking him as a liar. So now they basically erased his whole entire life story. That's what sucks.
Yeah, holy shit.
But there is redemption yet for the Mont Blanc family name. And there's only one way to find out if that's going to be the case. Would you like to find out in the...
Oh, hell yes.
This is the penultimate episode of the Skypiea arc. So let's get back in and check in on the Straw Hats and their survival from the Deathpiea project. If you would like to read along with us while we binge the Devil's Fruit, Shonen Jump has their entire manga library available through their subscription service for just $2 a month. Or if you happen to have the physical volumes or omnibuses handy, that works too. No, we're not being paid to say this. I wish we were. And remember, when you hear this sound, that means it's time to turn the page. Anyway, thanks for coming along with us and enjoyed the read through. All right, BDF segment for episode 65 for chapter 293 on March 24, 2025. Microphone's recording.
Mine is as well.
2-1. Chapter 293, Bolero.
And ain't no leaving no slack.
No.
You know the pirate.
Everybody get up. It's time to slam now. We're going to real jam bowling now. Let's go read some One Piece. Yeah. One Piece. Do your dance. Let's go read some One Piece. All right.
It's the Straw Hats at a basketball court with Usopp's cheerleader, apparently, as they get confronted about from another team over the court.
I think Usopp's less doing be a cheerleader, more like probably offending an indigenous culture.
Oh.
I don't actually know, but I do like the whole... This is what I love about the color spreads. Like you can see that even between their adventures, they just go and just do shit. I love these. All right, yeah, so yeah. It's your turn. You're going to get the first three because this is one of those.
Shit, do you think this might have predicted that collab they did with the LA Lakers?
Maybe.
Let's see.
don't forget, too, that One Piece has collaborated with like several American baseball teams, too.
Let's see. Okay. It seems to be send a flashback.
No, the flashback is ending, as you can see. Yeah,
okay.
The black framing then denotes a flashback, but like once it returns to white, then it's present day.
Yeah, it's back at the Sendown Village. The great royal Kagura continued to shout, "Bring back the light of Sandoa." Even once would have been fine. He believed that the sound of light of Sandoa would tell his friend Nolan everything. Tell him that we are right here.
Except that we're not right here anymore.
Yeah. But that bell did not ring. Not once. Later, a North Blue sailor who came to Sky Island told this village everything. How Nolan, to whom we owed so much, had died in the Blue Sea, praising our city of Sandoa. How, even when they called him liar, he would not stop defending the existence of Sandoa, our homeland, to his dying breath. He truly was our heart into our hooves.
You can get this last one.
Okay. But it was already too late. His friend Kagura, too, had died a glorious death in battle in this sky, while trying to tell his friend of our fate. The fact that those feelings never reached his friend, that is the great royal Kagura's biggest regret.
Say, Chief?
Mm-hmm. Do you think it would still reach him, the sound of that bell? If we rang it now, do you think it would reach Nolan? Now do I turn the page?
And, wow, and that actually moves the chief to tears. I wonder if the... No, that's not possible. I was going to say, like, the chief is probably, like, a descendant of the descendant of whoever was in charge of the Chandoran tribe when they first came up. But, like, that was 400 years ago, so not likely. And that does move the chief to tears, and he goes, perhaps we are certainly close to heaven here, Wiper. Yeah, remember that was Wiper as a kid asking about the story of Kagura, which... well, because like a couple of episodes, we left with Wiper staring Death Pia literally in the face. And it's just, oh yeah, Isis trying to snap him out of it. Wiper! Wiper! If we don't get away, we're all going to die! Wiper! Inaru, what gives you the right to take everything? As, yep, the Mamaragon is just annihilating all of Angel Island in the Upper Yard. And then, oh, we're back to the straw hats at the bottom of the giant jack. Oh, no! He's merciless! We have to run away! It's the end of everything!
Yeah! This is the sky. This is the domain of God. Everything's an eyesore. People, trees, earth. All of it. Go back to where you belong. Turn all of it into rain that falls over the blue sea. I am the Almighty God. Let's see. Over there, maybe? The hill in Phyllis are those detestable ninjas. I mean, Sandian warriors. They were blue sea people to begin with. They should be thrilled to go home. Come now. Descend to the mortal world as the lightning strikes near the... village.
Lord Enru, I wouldn't mind if you struck the hidden village hidden in the leaves. They're harboring a war criminal.
Okay, should I get this one since the last one was the spread?
No, that one was pretty dialogue heavy, so we'll just take turns again. And then, yeah, oh my god, he destroys the Sandoran village in one strike. But all the Shandorans have already evacuated. Our village, no! Oh, that was close. If we had left waiting later, we'd have been blown to pieces. But the statue of Kalgara stands.
Symbolic.
And then back to Angel Island as McKinley is trying to evacuate even more Angel Island residents. To the sea! Hurry, get to the sea! Angel Island won't hold much longer! Hurry, just get to the sea! To the sea! Yeah, Kathy McKinley, we got a lot of injured people here. Just get them onto the ships. You'll have to treat them there. No place on this island is safe anymore. As people are narrowly avoiding the Mamaragon strikes.
And boom. Oh, and house was destroyed. And then, was that house any significance? I felt like you saw it somewhere.
That might have been Konus and Pagia's house, possibly.
What a tragedy. As he flashbacks it to when Konus shouted, I don't accept Enru as God. What would have happened if that girl had persuaded us any later? Just thinking of it gives me the shivers. Is she alright, that girl? There are some who don't know how to escape. I must go back. As the bright light gets his attention and boom! Oh. Oh, and... Okay, so back to the straw hat. To the Golden Mary, I should say.
Yeah.
Konus is on a ship with Sue as she flashes back to when she apologized to Straw Hats for her earlier betrayal. I'm sorry, I was the one who summoned the special Lobster Express. The sacred land will sing once more. Nami, Konus, Pagaya, and we will kill every last person in the sea. I mean, sky. Shit. Very flashback heavy, this chapter.
And then we get one more scene of when Pagia was gotten by the Elthor strike. Father! Yeah! Look at all the little angels scurrying around. It's like a stirred up hand trail. Return to your true place, Skypia! As he strikes... Oh, now he's striking the fucking evacuees! Jesus Christ!
Oh, shit.
Heaven's Gate, White White Sea. Huh? There's a hole in the White White Sea! People are gonna fall through it! Yeah! I've got no more use for this old temple. Or for the city of Shandora below it, as he strikes his own temple and everything beneath it, as he says.
Look out, as the lightning and pierces as the upper yard and destroys the temple. Hello, God, and yeah, that big snake hits the sky's jaw dangling open. Oh no, it's still past that lane on that building. There's just one last thing I want from this country. The big golden bell tower. And right, cut back to Whitebird and the Straw Hats. The golden bell? Is that what you just said?
Yes.
What are you people thinking? Sanji, a chopper, and Pierre are still passed out. The bell.
Eneru is after that? How do you know? Where is it? Oh, hold it! Have you people lost your mind? We have to get away or we'll die! Near the top of this giant vine. We promised Nami we'd go on ahead and wait to the ship. Remember, she'll be back real soon with Luffy! The ruins of Shandora on this lower layer. This vine pierces through the center of the city, ground and all. But it said on the map of the ruins that the Great Bell Tower was located in the city center. In other words, the vine must have entwined with the bell tower and forced it up even higher. Hey, there's supposed to be a huge bell in El Dorado, right? Flashing back to when they're talking about the original gold hunt. And then back up with Eneru. And I still hear two voices. And sure enough, Nami and Luffy are riding up the giant Jack Beanstalk. Luffy's still got that golden ball attached to his arm, and Nami's pulling him on the waiver. Jeez, that guy runs away too fast! I wonder if Nami's okay. Anyhow, there's no way I'm going to give you that golden bell, Eneru! And it's the end of the chapter.
And it's the beginning of another SBS corner, so I'll be the questioner this time, and you be Oda?
Yep.
Hey, well, Mr. Oda. Remember those aliens you don't want who are up plotting world domination? I went to see Domakun's Volume 2, page 13, comrade, Nkikun, so bad you wouldn't even believe it. So please tell me more about him, Chian.
Right. This is a secret character from a long time ago. I commented that he had comrades in a book called One Piece Blue, and I think that got people curious, so I'll introduce them here. This is Domo-kun, and, well, let me zoom in on that. That doesn't look all that right. This is Nine-kun. Oh, that's right. It is two hands. I thought that was it. Clap, clap, clap. I thought these guys up when I was in high school. They're also hiding a few places in my short story, A Present of the Future from God, which is in my masterpiece collection, Wanted, which I actually just bought a couple of months ago. Since I went and introduced him here, I might have drawn him somewhere again. Man, if this was 2025, I've got a Phallus Creature nomination.
Is that thing got Eneru wears on his head like a rubber shrimp cap?
Sure. Yeah, that's it. Whatever. No, wait a sec. There isn't any rubber on Sky Island, is there? So it's cloth. Yeah, that's it. Well, we all know that he based Eneru's likeness on Eminem. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Oda Sensei. In the right-hand corner of the first panel on page 54 of volume 26, Joe is just casually diving into the sea of clouds, isn't he? He must have really wanted to goof around, huh?
Yeah, the guy's not so bright, huh?
And hopefully we'll see some brightness pick up in
Chapter 294, Kingdom Come.
Ace's Great Search for Blackbeard, Volume 19. Pirates set fire to the ship out of spite. There'll be trouble if the top secret information burns up. And yeah, it's the captain and just stress clutching his head and then stress over the marine ship burning.
Battery still tastes that bitter-ass coffee he was drinking earlier.
Okay, so this is your turn, right?
Yes. All right, so Eneru is now climbing to the top of the Giant Jack in the Arc Maxim. Well, now, I've surpassed Giant Jack. I doubt anyone would have come searching so high above the God's Temple in all these 400 years. Now then, where is it? Where's that golden bell? And he can't seem to find it, but Luffy is running his way up to the top of the Giant Jack. Ugh. Ugh. Whew. as one it nearly falls down and pulls him again. What is this place? Oh, Luffy has now climbed up so high, he's up at the Enru's former temple that he just destroyed a minute ago.
As Enru finally sees Luffy, him again. Impressive he got that far up with that ball weighing him down. There you are! Hold it right there, Enru! Pest. As he throws another bolt of lightning. Oh! It strikes Luffy, and the beanstalk lightning snaps a beanstalk. Whoa! As Luffy starts to fall up. And back at the ruins of the temple. Right, but don't. There's no point in climbing on that now. And who's flying in the sky? You can't catch him. Get away from the fire! Something's falling down.
And yep, the top of the vine Enru just struck down and falls in front of them, narrowly missing them. That's the vine's tip. What's happening up there? Oh no! You don't think Luffy and Nami on that would have fell, do you? Wiper, see, you can't do anything with those injuries.
It's right above us, right? The bell the Great Warrior Kagura longed for.
Luffy did not fall. He actually is still holding on to one of the pieces of the vine.
Oh, I see. He stretched his arm around for himself. Lasso around the beanstalk.
Yeah, that's. I was trying to wrap my head around that too. You know, the same way he wrapped his arm around the beanstalk. And just nice how save. Are you planning to climb up here? Why you? Yeah, you just wait there. I'll show you something interesting.
As Enru disappears, and it seems like he's gone up into the sky.
Yeah, he's making he's even more gone. Storm clouds.
As a flash, what? And a big burst of light bursts out from the clouds. Whoa! Oh, as Luffy is just struggling and falling onto a little piece of cloud. All right, I made it back. I'll get onto that boat now while I can. And he's hit by something. Oh, it's Nami on a...
Waver.
What was that thing called? Waver. Luffy! Huh? Nami, what are you doing here? I came to get you. Sanji and Usopp had come save me. They did, huh? Oh, that's great.
He still has the wheel on his face. Never mind that. We could've... Huh? Wait! What's that? The thunderclouds are changing shape. And then the Angel Island residents can also see this. To the sea! Hurry to the sea! The sky's pitch black! There's a big ball floating in the sky! That thing's bad news. Inside the thing are a swarm of fierce air currents and sheet lightning discharges. Oh, and it looks like a giant, like, black orb. It's right
almost
over
like
Angel Island.
Ball.
The thunderclouds formed a sphere. It's a nightmare. I'm telling you guys, this is the end.
What's he planning?
Yeah! Heaven is mine! Now you will know the Arc Maximum, my power! I can perform the greatest miracles the world has ever seen! As the giant orb goes towards the evacuating boats. It's falling on the Angel Island! The skull is falling! Kingdom come!
Oh, shit.
And it starts to make landfall.
And, oh, yeah, lightning just shoots out from every corner that... At a black orb, it's devastating everything around it. Holy shit.
Yeah, there's
so
no dialogue.
Okay, I might get this next one since there's no dialogue.
Yeah, go ahead.
That can't be. In that one instant, Ireland just did the right barrettes get away in time? They saved us. The island where we were born, it's gone without a trace. The entire sea cloud it was on was decimated.
Have you ever seen a cloud crater? He just made one.
Oh, shit. Should I also get this other one?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah! what a great view. This is how the sky should be. Yeah. Yeah, it's just more lightning shoots out. What's that huge explosion? And the lightning's still feeling like rain. Falling like raindrops. I don't think we're gonna live to see another day. He completely erased Angel Island. How could this be? How could he? This is too villainous. Enru, how could you? These tremors are huge. If I had to wait, I had to make sure they get back to the Blue Sea safely.
And then we're back with Luffy and Nami. Luffy, just get on. We have to get down from here. Everyone's already headed for the ship. We gotta hurry and get there too. I can't do that. Can't? Why not? What are you saying? Even if you don't have, I don't have to save you anymore. I still have some unfinished business here. What? What could you possibly still have to do here? You're not even trying to get revenge on Enru, are you? The golden bell is up here in the sky. The golden bell? Who cares about that? The gold doesn't matter anymore. Saving our lives comes first. Look at that thing. Even if lightning doesn't work on you, he's still got enough power to destroy everything else. If it's gold you want, you've already got a ton of it stuck on your arm. Just give up the golden bell. You'll get killed. I won't die. Just give it up. You have to. You saw it too. What? El Dorado. It really existed.
Huh? It wasn't a lie.
I see flashes back to, oh, what's his name?
Montblanc Cricket.
Montblanc Cricket. It doesn't matter. Whether I find it or not, this is my battle with a man who ruined my life. The Diamond Head guy's ancestor wasn't lying, so I gotta let them know that down there, that El Dorado was in the sky. If I ring the bell, they should be able to hear it. If I don't, they'll just keep searching the ocean floor until they die.
Luffy.
There's no way I'm gonna let anyone take it. They should be able to hear a bell that big from anywhere. So I'm gonna ring that golden bell. It's another SBS corner.
So I'm the questioner this time. Hello, my name is Akihiko. Oh, any relation to the guy from Persona 3? This is sudden, but Oda-sensei, I found a mistake on page 155 of volume 28. I assume you've gotten a lot of postcards telling you already. I'm sure you're very busy, so I thought of an answer you can give. The answer is that during the surprise dial illusion, Hotori and Kotori's necks became able to spin around, right? Ah, yes, it all makes sense now.
Whoa, Akihiko. You're such a nice guy. I'm so happy. You're right. I got an incredible amount of mail pointing that out. Somehow the dials the two were holding got all mixed up. Sorry about that. I was pretty impressed at how carefully people were looking. And at the same time, I was trying to figure out what to do. And just as I was thinking I'd ignore it, hey now. That was your postcard. It brought tears to my eyes. Thank you. Good job, Akihiko. Everybody, so that's what happened. Right?
Hello, Oda-sensei. It's nice to meet you. Getting right to the point, I've been watching the One Piece anime. I got a question. It's about him, Panda Man. He shows up in the same scenes in the anime as he does in the manga. Does that mean you remind the anime people where he shows up?
No, I've never mentioned it to them. Actually, even if I don't draw him, he tends to show up. That's just the animators having some fun. I told the voice actors to play around in ad-lib, and except for the important plot points. I like them to keep having fun with the story. If they have fun, that emotion communicates itself to the viewers, too. That wraps up the question corner. See you in the next volume. And if we keep our eyes peeled, we might see Panda Man in...
Chapter 295, Giant Jack.
Ace's great search for Blackbeard, volume 20. A lone Navy man dives into the inferno. And yes, someone in what kind of ranking is that?
It's hard to see because there's usually a character on the back that tells you. It might actually be Ace in disguise because he could survive.
In disguise, yeah.
Yeah, because he could probably survive that, or it probably is some stupid.
Sorry.
Bless you. It probably could be some dumb Navy man that we don't know. All right.
Okay,
so
it's my turn, I believe.
Yep.
And it's Luffy with one hand. And on the edge of the Enru's ship, and the other just dangling off in that metal ball. Made it! Oh, shit! Enru just kicks his hand off, like it was... Enru, yeah! Who gave you permission to board this boat? And he crashes back onto the cloud. Luffy, see, I told you it was reckless. That jerk! How was it? Did you see that idiotic island disappear from the sky? Girl, don't think you can tell me now that you want to go to the Endless Boss. I never. Once I've gotten what I want, I'll erase the whole Sky Pier with my kingdom come. I won't let anyone escape.
Not even the handful of voices on the cloud below you will survive. I'll do away with all the people in for the sky. I'll return everything to its rightful shape. That is my duty as the god.
As if I let you get away with that, as Luffy tries to run up, but then he strikes the giant jack again. Yeah! Goodbye, rubber man! I hope to never see you again! Just stick your thumb in your mouth and wait for your death! Nobody can stop me now! That's it! Nami, I'm borrowing this! And Luffy steals the wafer and tries to run up again with it, as he narrowly dodges Enaru attacking him again. Oh! Actually, no, I guess he wasn't narrow at all. Why you? I've got to let him know! I'm not gonna fail. You're going up to the sky. I'm gonna ring that bell! Luffy!
Hey, this is supposed to be a huge spell in El Dorado, right?
And, yep, flashback. According to Nolan's journal, yes. It did write that there was one. What about it?
What's up? I just thought it was something great. If we rang that bell up here in the sky, do you think the diamond head guy and the monkeys down below can hear it? Right? They could hear it, right?
And back in the present with the rest of the Straw Hats. Then he did say that under study circumstances. Ring the bell? If he says he's going to do it, he will. Once he puts his mind to something, there's no stopping him. Even if Nami tries to bring him back, he won't go with her. He and Enru are after the same thing.
And then more lightning strikes narrowly miss the evacuees. How can this be? We haven't just lost our island. We've lost our only escape route. Heaven's Gate's been decimated, along with Angel Island. We can't just enter the White Sea now. We'll make it to Cloud's End. Oh, that's what he destroyed earlier. We were trying to figure out what it was. That wasn't like Enru's house, like Poggy and Connors' house. That was the exit. These guys are trapped now.
Oh, shit.
So we just sit the way here, unable to do anything? Wait to be destroyed like Angel Island? No! This is too much! We're just starting to wait to be slaughtered by Kami Enru! The White, White Sea is disappearing! And then Enru hops off to his arc again. So, this is it.
Brilliant! Oh, it's another spread. It's the bell covered in moss and vines and undergrowth. So this is a great bell tower, the pride of the legendary city of Sandora. The bell that ushered in 400 years of fighting. Wonderful. As God, I'll take this with me and finish my ascent to endless boss. Mind if I get this next one, seeing how that one was a spreadsheet?
Go ahead.
Look out, someone's fallen! What? And it's a big leap. Everyone, get down! It's a leaf, huh?
Huh? There's something written on it. It's a message. It's from Luffy and Nami.
What? What does it say? Cut down this giant vine so that it falls to the rest.
What? Why? What would that do? Look at that.
That's more and more lightning. And because like,
anyway.
That's fiend.
It would be really funny if they threw down another leaf and it was just a PS.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, another spread that's a bigger Kingdom Come ball this time. It's way bigger than the last one. There's no escaping this time. This country's doomed. Yeah. Farewell, Skypiea. God, Enaru. All right. Same token. I'm going to the next one. It's even bigger than the last one. That jerk. He's going to take out the whole country this time. That must mean he's found the golden bell. Enru said that there were voices right below us, so the others haven't headed back to the boat yet. I hope they got our message. Nami, aren't you going to get away? You want to ring the bell, golden bell, don't you? Yeah, I'm going to ring it. If I left you this waiver, you just end up crashing again, so I guess I'll just have to give you a lift, but you better promise me you'll keep me alive. All right, leave it to me. Let's do this. We only got one chance, just one instant. They're going to cross the vine as it falls and jump onto the ship? There's nothing else it could be. That's absolutely nuts. Then why don't you go up there and stop them? As if anyone could stop them. Crazy or not, they have to do it.
Boom! Oh, more lightning strikes.
What now? Get to solid ground. If we stay here, we'll fall onto the ruins.
It's too late, worms. What are you scampering around for now? Your fate was sealed the moment you people challenged me. Let's just do it. We just have to top of the
find to the ship, right? The only one who can reach Enru before he drops that thing are those two. Their only hope. Zoro! And as Zoro rushes to the barn, we see Nami and Luffy with a determined look on their face. Oh, it's
to be continued in One Piece Volume 32.
Which we're gonna stop right now.
In Chapter 296, Ultimate Sky Situation.
Ace is great search for Blackbeard. Volume 21, the Navy man who saved lives and information is on fire.
I was right!
And yep, sure enough it is Ace. And the guys are shocked at this. And little note, Kanchan jacket says justice. Kanchan suitcase says secret.
Yeah, I'd plaster that in big letters.
Okay. Shit. Whose turn is it?
Mine.
Yours.
So, Zoro is running towards Giant Jack with his swords at the ready. Cut down the Giant Jack so it falls to the wet. You should not have told Zoro this because he's directionally challenged.
Oh, no.
Whoa! It's too much. You'll never make it. We're counting on you. You're the one who can slice that thing apart. And then back with Enru on top of the golden belfry, or where it's located now. What sore losers? Don't you get it yet? You can struggle and run away all you want, but it's too late. I've achieved all my objectives. All that's left is for me to destroy this country and this Emperor Cloud with my kingdom come. And then set off for Endless Voss. Yeah! Now that it's come this far, I'm almost sad to see it end.
So continues to run. Those birds are getting closer. He leaps off and manages to slice a chunk out of beanstalk. Yes, I knew he'd make it. He got the stalk. And oh, Big Bone Lightning. Oh no, Zoro! As he falls down the beanstalk and crashes into the temple.
Yeah, he got struck. It's not fair! He did it! No, that can't be. Look! Huh? It's not falling! And then there's a montage of the ruined Shandora village, but the Kagura statue's still up, and the ruined El Dorado, which they're in. Nola. Oh! Here's a revelation you may have probably already figured out. The snake is dreaming. Were you asleep? Come here, we're gonna ring the bell. Chilalalala. That's right. We're gonna ring it so that the echoes to the end of the seas again. Nola! Let's make the sound of the bell you love so much reach all the way to Nolan. Chulalala. Yeah, I don't know if you figured this out already.
That's the same snake?
That's the same snake.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Nolan.
It lived all that time.
Yeah, apparently. Well, the giant snakes don't exactly have a known lifespan in the real world, so you can make up whatever you want.
As enough, it starts waking up and goes into a crying frenzy.
Yeah, because he sees Kagura and Seto like, you know when you have, like, a dream about your passed away friends and you see them and they walk away?
Yeah. And no, it knocks his head into the beanstalk and that finally sends it falling. Did you feel that? A big crash down below. The vine! As it begins to tear. It's no good. It's leaned a little, but it's not falling down fast. If an impact like that was enough to...
And Konos is watching all this. I don't know whether anyone survived this. If I had the courage to stand up to the god in the beginning, those people would have never gotten pulled in this mess. If this isn't despair, I don't know what it is. We're just waiting for death. I can't take it. Captain McKinley, stop. Please don't. It's perfectly natural. All of us abandoning our country, running in the direction of life with everything we have. On top of that, we have nowhere to return to and nowhere to go. And now the time of judgment falls upon us, but we're human. It's perfectly natural. And then back with a straw. Stop, Wiper, you're too hurt. Let go of me. That bell. It is we Shandians who inherited Kagura's will. Only our ringing that gives the bell its meaning. What does that straw hat have to do with it? Ignore him, Robin. There's no way I got a serious injury like that's going to stop us. Taking down that vine comes first. Luffy and the others are waiting up top. Zoro's already cut it in half for us. The whole thing's starting to lean. With my dance of exploding stars, I'll bring down that vine and him down with a bang. Once again, it's up to me, Usopp the Great, to bail out this crew. All right, let's do this. Oh, wait. 400 years ago, a certain explorer lied and said he had seen a golden city in the blue sea.
Huh? He was ridiculed by society, but his descendants believed his words. Even now, one of them continues to search for the Blue Sea for El Dorado.
The boy with that straw hat thinks that if we ring the golden bell, we'll be able to tell those people that El Dorado is in the sky. Isn't that wonderful? Ah, he's a romantic. Even when things look hopeless, he would give up his chance to escape just for that. He's a bit crazy. Boom! As the big explosion and the lightning erupts behind him. What is the name of that descendant? Mont Blanc Cricket. Then, this ancestor from 400 years ago. His name must be Nolan. Huh? Wiper? As he flashes back. Is this America? Ah! Great Warrior Calgara. As Usab tries to dodge the lightning as he keeps shooting the exploding stars. Yowch! So, kill exploding star! Exploding stars! Rubber bed of doom! Exploding star! Roll an exploding star!
Darn it, what is with that thing? It isn't budging an inch! Is it really a plant? This time I'll really give it three in a row. Huh? Move. And Viper gets up again and jumps onto the giant jack. Oh no, I know what he's doing. Reject! As he uses the reject dial to blow a hole in the other end of it. No way! What was that? As everyone looks in horror. Viper! Impossible! A reject dial? And yep, there's like a big hole in it now, and Viper falls back down. I'm pretty sure he no longer has an arm, or at least if he does, he shouldn't. Break, Giant Jack!
And sure enough, the beanstalk is finally coming down. It's snapping and turning. Oh, it's coming down! And Usopp runs away in horror. And back on top, Nami revs up the Raver. It's time to lean. Luffy, here we go. Give it everything you got. Tap speed on the jet dial. I haven't actually run it that high yet, you know. It's so strong, even I won't be able to control it properly. Just do it. Okay, as they assume at high speed.
Look, what's going on in the upper yard? The giant jack started to lean. Get ready to soar as she's basically hoofing it, or flooring it to the top of the giant jack. Go! It's all up to you guys! Well, well, impatient are they? Why can't they wait for my kingdom come to be complete? Oh well, I'll just break up upper yard a bit so they can't get any closer. Mama Ragon! As he shoots more lightning bolts into upper yard to try and stop them.
Oh shit, that's the end.
Yeah, the end of the chapter. So, no SBS either. Just, they leave you there.
Oh god.
But we're not going to leave them there because we have one more chapter to go in this episode. And that chapter is Chapter 297, Praise of the Earth.
Ace is great just for Blackbeard, 522. Ace busted. And yep, they recognize Ace and they're open firing on him as he makes a quick getaway. Okay, let's see. Yeah, it's my turn.
You got a big spread to start.
Oh, wow. There's concentrated firing on upper yard. You dare to reach me. Unforgivable. He's planning to sink the fine iron at its roots. If Giant Jack sinks, we'll never make it up this high again. We won't be able to get close to any room. Upper yard is breaking apart. Luffy, Nami. Even if lightning doesn't work on you, there's nothing you can do if you can't make it up here. Fall to the earth and wait for my kingdom comes completion, rubber man. And you mind if I get the next two since that was a spread?
Yeah, go ahead.
Steve's beanstalk continues to old tower over. I get the impression Enu doesn't want your company, as if he could stop me. The runes are being exposed. He intends to shatter the ground. Wipers collapse over there. So too, curses. The ruins. As they begin to crumble. It's useless, Enru. You can't topple it. As Viper's weakly stands, you can't topple the history of the proud warriors who lived in the land of Sandora. Viper! No matter where we are, our strength endures.
You give birth to it and cultivate it. You can't tap that sublime power. No matter how much of the forest you burn, no matter how many runes you crumble, run, Riper, you die! Look out! As it begins to tap out.
And then it's another big spread looking Wiper looking on in the as Kingdom Come falls down. The earth will not loose. I think I hear someone talking nonsense down there. Yeah. I might have to exploit that one as a response. But then the Kingdom Come starts to crash down to Upper Yard and it's incinerating the trees.
Oh shit.
The Varse. Yes. And everyone's just looking in abject horror. And same rule, I'm getting the next two pages. It isn't sinking! Upper Yard isn't budging an inch! With tremendous power! Yes, Varse truly is miraculous! We never had the right to claim ownership of it! Why could we not see that truth for the last 400 years? Yeah, the lightning is not doing anything to Upper Yard. It's like maybe lighting the trees on fire, but it's not destroying anything. But Giant Jack is finally starting to collapse downward, giving Luffy and Nami an incline to go up to the Enaru. Wiper, come this way, the vine's coming down! Go, Straw Hat! And it starts to come down, and now Luffy and Nami are flying towards Enaru.
Here I come, Enaru! Oh, as state, a Wiper is now airborne. I mean, Raver's airborne. Some people just won't take a hint. Give me that golden bell! I'm sick of it. I had it with you people. It's more than big enough for the likes of you. Oh, disappear along with that country? Kingdom Come? As the big Kingdom Come begins to inch closer and closer to Skypiea.
And Enaru is directing it towards them. Thanks, Nami. Huh? I won't let your efforts go to waste. As he basically treats Nami like Mario treats Yoshi and sends her into going down. Huh? Hey, wait, Luffy, the ship's that way. And no, Luffy's not going anywhere near Enaru. He's throwing himself into Kingdom Come. Luffy, oh, not shit. In there. That's a whirlpool of wind and lightning. There's no telling what will happen to you. What can you do in the face of this enormous power, rubber man? And Luffy is now inside Kingdom Come. And Giant Jack finally falls to the ground. And, yep, Luffy is like now whirling up his arm that has the golden bell, ball on it. Gum gum fireworks, golden peony! And he's just flailing around Kingdom Come as, Kingdom Come has started to show some cracks in it. Here we are on this nice sky island, and you go make all the weather thunderstormy and nasty, you thunder freak! What's with the weird electric discharge? That's right. The golden is right arm is a conductor. Oh, you Enaru, you stupid bitch.
So what? I just had to drop it before he can finish discharging the electricity in his side and destroy everything. Huh? Captain McKinley, this is the God's domain. It's pointless. I don't need a point. When humans are made to stand by the edge of the abyss of death, what else is there for them to do? What else can we do but pray? That's it. The next time we hear the song of the island ocean once again, the fighting will stop. Listen, Sue. Sue? Do you think gods exist? Asked Conan on his ask of a little pet. If they did, do you think they'd save us? Please, if you really exist, please protect these people. Give us a miracle. As everyone, all the evacuees also begin to pray. Gods, please protect this country.
And it's a big spread. The Kingdom Come has been destroyed, and the sun is now finally shining on Skypiea again. Let the sun shine! And that's the end of the chapter and end of the episode.
Shit!
It's not over yet! Ending. It's not over yet! A little bit left to go. So,
especially with Enru's Luffy's rematch against Enaru coming up.
Okay, so just a little bit left until then, but for this episode's purposes, it's over. So, thank you guys again so much for listening. If you like what you've heard and you want to support the podcast, be sure to check us out on patreon.com/supermarnusround, where you can get access to episodes a week before they come out, or you can also get access to commentary tracks for reviews. We have a couple more of those coming up, so get ready for those. Yeah, so if you really, really can't wait till to hear how this ends, definitely come back next week. But if you're not a patron, you'll just have to wait two more weeks for episode 66, where we'll be covering chapters 298 to 302. Until then, I've been John Mugiwara, JM.
I'm Chad Peanut.
And remember, when binging the devil's fruit, you can plant it outside now because the sun is shining again, baby. Have a good one, y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for binging the devil's fruit with us today. If you'd like to enhance your binging experience even further, for just $3 a month, not only do you get access to episodes 1 week before they go live for the public, you also get exclusive access to our commentary tracks for our One Piece anime movie special reviews on our Patreon. The review episodes themselves will always be free to all listeners, but if you want the commentary tracks, that's patreon.com/superbonusround. Thanks for your support.